Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on the
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. All right. Jeff Ulbrich is the new head coach of the New York Jets, an interim head coach. I'm here to give you the five best interim head coaches in NFL history.
Oh, wow.
I spent some time on this.
In NFL history?
Because yeah. I don't think like there's a lot of them. So I'd be very curious who tops that list.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
And take your time as you read it.
I will take my time, Evan. Kidding.
Because first pitch is about to happen.
Number five is Rich Bisaccia because he took the Raiders to the playoffs.
Number five?
As, you'll see. As an interim head coach. The problem was he obviously didn't get to keep his job beyond that, but a 7-5 record, a really good run.
Staten Island's own, too.
Yeah, right?
It's interesting because my first reaction is Tiki's, which is, wow, he did a really good job.
Yeah. Maybe that's because it's the most immediate interim head coach that we remember. Doing a good job?
I'll tell you right now, and maybe this just shows my lack of remembering,
right,
but...
I honestly can't think of anything well either.
Like, the only other one I could think of, and I don't want to spoil your list, I apologize, is Jason Garrett. Like, remember, he took over as an interim. And then ended up making the job permanent. But anyhow, continue the list.
Okay, so this list is obviously important because we're wondering what could happen with Jeff Ulbrich. I just want to warn you guys, the next four on the list... The immediacy necessarily wasn't there, but they kept their job.
It right, doesn't matter.
Okay.
Go on.
Here we go.
Number four.
Jerry Glanville with the Oilers. Okay. He took over, didn't have a great year, but then he proceeded to coach the Oilers to three straight years of playoff berths.
Right.
Before 1989 when his team led the league in penalties and he was fired.
I almost forget that he was interim because I feel like he was just hired. He was just a good coach.
I thought the exact same thing.
And he was just hired. I mean, I was a kid still, but whatever. Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good
one. Three straight years of the playoffs after he took over. Here we go.
Number three.
It is Jason Garrett, who took over in 2010. He then continued to coach the Cowboys for a decade with multiple playoff appearances.
One thing about Jason Garrett is, and I'm trying to remember this, when he took over for Wade Phillips, did they call him an interim for the rest of the year and then keep him? Or did Jerry Jones go nuts and say, you're just the head coach?
You know, I think it was pre-Rooney Rule. So I don't think they had to go through that exhaustive process.
Yeah, he had the label of interim.
Okay, right, fair enough.
But I think after the season,
it was just kind of like, you're our head coach.
I think by week 16 or 17, they might have officially named him the head coach going forward, but he took over as the interim.
He was a good one. I mean, he had a decent run, even though everyone hated him by the end.
Okay.
Well, number two.
To deal with Jerry Jones.
This one, Wayne Fontes, inherited a 2-11 Lions team.
It's Fontes. I hate to correct you because you're a football czar.
You're right. Bad job by me. 2-11 Lions team, stayed, got Barry Sanders, coached the Lions to four playoff berths.
He didn't have Barry Sanders in his interim status.
Nope.
They drafted Barry Sanders.
Yep, kept his job.
Of course you kept your job.
Here's the problem, by the way. The problem is all of these guys didn't have the immediate success.
Right.
Yeah, so far this list is depressing.
Well, did Wayne Fonts even, did he have a playoff appearance?
Not that year. They were 2-11.
I mean, in his future.
No, he did.
Four.
That's what I'm saying. It worked. Like,
oh, I got
Wayne
it.
Fonts
I got it.
And
I'm not giving you anybody that never made the playoffs after they got hired.
I got it.
Well, there's no one who made the playoffs after they got hired other than Rich Bisaccia.
Right, but I'm telling you all these other guys. Okay. That's why you guys are going to be focused on the short term, but the point is maybe you have some.
All right, let me get to number one.
Number one.
This one stunned me until I did my research. It's Marv Levy.
Marv Levy?
So here's the backstory of Marv Levy.
Jerry Glanville, I didn't even realize he was an interim.
Marv Levy was an interim head coach of the Bills?
So Marv Levy's background, coached in Kansas City, then was the coach of the Chicago Blitz in the USFL. The USFL? Okay.
Yeah.
He becomes in 1986 a television analyst like Tiki Barber. Okay? The Bills are miserable. They fire their coach and decide they're going to bring in Marv Levy like Jeff Saturday was hired, but I didn't know this.
Really?
Levy finishes the year 2-7. It takes him a couple years, but they keep Levy. Now, he did have a background in coaching. He, of course, leads the Bills to four Super Bowl appearances. Mm.
So, first of all, the Marv Levy one's amazing. That really is amazing. I'm not sure how many people knew that. Here's the kind of the issue I have. Not with the list. I think that was a very good single. I don't want you to take this personal here. Two outs and nobody on. Mania's got the first two guys out. Top of the first, 0-0.
Back to the list, though.
How does Jeff Ulbrich not lead the Jets to the playoffs and keep his job? Impossible.
Well,
dude, it's impossible.
It's funny because it almost creates... Let's back up. So if Woody was thinking about, obviously he was, firing Robert Saleh before the season, and he had in his mind, I kind of like Jeff Ulbrich, and the way you make it possible to not have to go through the whole process and find your head coach is to do what you just did. Get a couple games into the season, fire your head coach, have an interim take the majority of the season.
Right.
So that in everybody's mind, you feel like Jeff Olbrich's the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have success and you go to the playoffs, who knows whatever happens in the playoffs, you say it's because of this head coach. How can I fire him and go hire somebody else?
Yeah, but
it almost skirts the Rooney Rule. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. No, I get that. I guess the Jets are so unique from all the teams that you put on this list.